Says the Gemara as follows. Omar Rabbi Lo, Mishim Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. Kishem Shemitzvah al Ha'odom Lo Madover HaNishma. Kach Mitzvah al Ha'odom Shlo Lo Madover Sheno Nishma. It's a mitzvah to say something. It's a mitzvah to say nothing. Rashi. Gemara, lo madava hanishma, tichsiv, hocheach tochiach, lo hocheach misha mekabel mimenu. So too, Rashi's implying, when do you say nothing? When he's not a mekabel mimenu. Okay? Very, very important Gemara. Okay? Rabbi Abba Omar chova. What do you mean chova? How do you translate the word chova? Chova what? To say or not to say?
Both.
Okay. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk, an important pasuk. Rabosai, if you look on the bottom, you'll see it's a Mishlei, Perek Tes, pasuk Ches, Al Tochach Leitz Pen Yisno Echo, Hochach Lichacham V'Yeho Vecho. Again, it's a beautiful pasuk. It has mamash both in yonim right in the same pasuk. At kan the sugi. So at first glance, this whole sugi is three lines. Don't talk about it. Sugi is over. This is one of the most important halacha l'maisos we learn the whole year. Because, yeah, you have vomis and marriage and problems. But this is every single day. Somebody's doing something wrong. It's a bit from the chumash. Shocheach tochiach asam yisecha. You have to give musar. So I asked to see the Nimuka Yosef. That's where things start to heat up a little bit in the Nimuka Yosef. On our daf, and you see how we reconcile this Gemara and compare it to other Gemaras. Okay, so let's take a look carefully in the Mukha Yosef to see what he says. Here we go.
What's the practical difference between a chova and a mitzvah when it comes to a negative precept?
Yaakov asked, the word chova is a little bit unusual for negatives. When it comes to a positive, a mitzvah is a commandment, and a chova is an obligation. You know, in other areas of halacha, the word mitzvah means a mitzvah benarim la'mokom, and the word chova is a chova benarim la'chaveru. The question whether that can apply over here.
But
no? What? No, in other areas of halacha. Well, when an interpersonal obligation exists. I'm coming from in every common comes from his own area. Sometimes we deal with get in situations where the person is obligated to give a get. So there's a sometimes it's a mitzvah to give a get, sometimes it's a chova to give a get. What's the difference? So I think some say that a mitzvah means that you're a mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this situation to give a get, but it doesn't rise to the level of an interpersonal obligation. And sometimes it's a chova, even on an interpersonal level. Maybe I would apply over here as well, because there is an interpersonal dimension to the mitzvah of Tochacha. Maybe, I'm just throwing out a suggestion. Says the Nemuka Yosef as follows. Dover HaNishma, the riff, Rebbe Osai, quotes this din, the very, very last two lines in the Perek, on page Samach in our edition, Chof Aleph in the old editions. So it's found over here. And let's understand what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says. Very, very important. Davar Anishma, Lemisha Mekabel Mitzvah, Tachsiv, Ocheach, Tochiach, Afilu Mea Pamim. Whoa, he throws in a new thing. Afilu Mea Pamim. Was he called Bava Metzia? Taflam and Aleph and Aleph. Aval Lemisha Eina Mekabel Mitzvah V'chova. He has the word V'chova. Shalom lahochicho. He's not going to listen. It's a mitzvah and a minachova, obligation, not to chastise him, to rebuke him. Oh, we'll see as we go. V'hikshu zal, he quotes the ritva. Ha darmina ben besechus erchin. Shechayev lahochiach ad sheyakenu o yekalalenu. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hi, it says, all right, 100 times. After a few times, the guy's going to start getting a little upset with you. So how insistent must you be on repeatedly rebuking him? So he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Erechin, which discusses this very point. How far do you go in this matter? So he quotes a Shaila, Achi Akenu, or Achi Akalalenu. Here we go. See it inside the Gemara in Erechin. Who learns Daf Yomi? Didn't they just finish Erechin? Anyone here no one knows Daf Yomi? You do?
No.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, what's the question?
How are you supposed to know if someone's going to actually accept it or not?
Very good question. We'll talk about that in a moment. In a moment, we'll talk about that. So, let's take a look here at Erechin. Read the Gemara from inside. Tez Zayinim and Beis. On Tez Zayinim and Beis, the Gemara writes as follows. Ad hecha tochacha, Rav Amar ad hako. Rashi, ad sheyiksov ze viyakes hamochiach. Wow. When he start hitting you, you better stop. Rishmol Amar ad klola. Sheyikala les hamochiach. He curses you out, better stop there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ad nezifa. Nezifa. That means you should stop a little bit earlier. He starts giving you brizyonis. He hasn't cursed you yet. It's already time to stop. Okay? Three opinions in the Gemara. Each one goes to a pasuk to prove what he says. Okay? So the question becomes, Rabbi Osai. It says in Erechin, you have to be mochiach atcha keno yikalalenu. He left out the third word of Nezifa. What's the question? What's the question? Hikshuzal, no darmina b'mesechas erechin shechayv lochicho at shekeno yikalaleno making nezifa. Why is that against what we just said? We just said, Rabbi Osai, what do we say over here? K'sheim shemitzvah lo madavra nishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar sheno nishma. So, what's the question? Who can explain anybody else's question? Yes? Oh, in other words, you told him once, you told him twice. The guy's a patient guy. You know, he's patient. 3 times, 5 times, 8 times. And he starts getting a little bit... So by that time, you already know he's not going to listen to you. So you should have stopped long before that. That's how you answered the question, right? Yeah, okay. Answers the Nimuka Yosef. It's quoted from the Ritva. Hosam biyochid. Aval l'rabim lo. So, if you're giving Musa one-on-one, you got to keep going and going and going until he hits. If you're talking to a community, l'rabim, then you stop before that. As soon as it becomes obvious that it's a davar she'eino nishma. So what is he saying over here, in effect? That the general rule of davar she'eino nishma is limited to a rabim. Is that what he says? Rabbi says, is that what he says? So it looks like. Fine. Now another Gemara. V'ha d'armina b'mesechas Shabbos. We have Yevamis. We have Erechin. We have Vav Metzia. We have Erechin. And then we have Shabbos. A fourth Gemara. Lochachinu mar lahani d'bei reish galusa. V'omrar. What do you answer? Lo mekabel minoy. They won't answer. Frek the Gemara. Armina afil lohochi lochachinu mar. Should give a mus even though they're not mekabel. Should give the musr even though they're not going to be mekabel. So what's the question? What's the question? Huh?
Against what we said.
Why is it against what we said?
We said if they're not going to accept.
So here it says if they're not going to listen, you shouldn't say anything. And there it says, what? Should tell them anyway. Let's chazer again. Before he gave a distinction between Yochid and Rabbim, correct? Let's chazer the distinction Yochid. Chazer. I feel the mayor problem is going to put it over here. So how do you, what happened over here? We start with a question Our Gemara says not to say, and the Gemara says over there, I feel 100 times, which means even if it's not going to list, it's going to say it anyway. That's a push of shot in the Kash. Right? Actually, Kaleno, etc., 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 etc. So what did he answer before? Yochad, you have to keep telling him. And Rabim, not. When it comes to Rabim, so Mitzvah Shalal Omar, Dovar She'eno Nishma. So now what's the Gemara's question? From Reish Galusa. B'nei Reish Galusa. Should have said it anyway. Is that considered Yoch? Is that considered to be Rabim? If there's such a distinction. Rabbi, so I'm asking you a question. Just figuring it out. Yes, Daniel.
Can we say maybe the difference between the Gemaras is who's giving the rebuke, between whether it's like a Rebbe or whether it's...
The Gemara does not make that distinction, which we'll see soon.
I thought was kind of... That story is Reish Galusa, right?
You're talking to Hani B'nei Reish Galusa. I'll show you the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos is a fascinating Gemara. He only quotes a small piece of the Gemara. I'll give you a little bit more of the citation in the Gemara. It's a very, very important Gemara. Shabbos, Nun, Hey, Amud Aleph. Very, very important. Says the Gemara like this. The Gemara says as follows. Doing bad things. Bad things. Why? Hoya b'yodam limchos v'lo michu. The reason it's such terrible punishment based on psukim in the Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu, because they didn't rebuke them. Says the Gemara as follows. Omalah, Hashem is speaking to the Midas Hadin, as it were. Goliv yodua lefonai she'im michu b'hem lo yikablu mehem. I, Hashem, know that if they would have protested, they wouldn't have listened anyway. So why are you punished if you're not rebuking them? Amr lefana of Ribbono Shel Olam. Im lefanecha galui, lahem mi galui. If you, Hashem, know, did they know? Did they know for sure that it wouldn't have been accepted? Since they didn't know for sure, they are punished for not rebuking. That's the Gemara here, Rabbi Osai, in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Nun Hey, Amud Aleph. Now, so Tosfos says, this is the top Tosfos. The Gemara says a little bit earlier, Lochachinu Mar Lahaniv de Beresh Galusa. What did he answer? Lo Mekabli Minoy. He answered back, Afal Gav Lo Mekabli. Lochachinu mar anyway. And he quotes this whole Gemara. Says Tosfos. Afal gav lo mekabli lochachinu mar. Hainu hecha desofek I mekabli. Kidiyama besamach. Lifnehem bigolui. Aval hecha devade lo mekabli. Hanach lehem. Say nothing. And he quotes another Gemara. Another Gemara, which is found in a few places in Shas. What's that? Mutav shiu shogigin ve'al yu mezidin. The Gemara found in two places, in Beit Zal Aflamin and in Shabbat Av Kufem Ches. What's the context there? Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Certain women, that they weren't accepting Yom Kippur early enough, and they didn't give a muster, because if you don't say anything, they're shogeg. You tell them, they become mazed. So we have, well, let's chazer again. We have Gemara in Yevamos, and he quoted a Gemara in the Muki Yosef, Bava Metzia, and a Gemara in Erechim, and a Gemara in Shabbos. And I have another Gemara in Beitza, which says, Mutav Shiv Shogun Valyum Bezidim. So we have to figure out, how do you fit all these five Gemaras together? That's going to be a challenge for today. Try to figure it all out, where they all fit. Seem to be contradictory, or at least in part. Let's now go back to Adarugi Yosef. So again, you also had a question, you have to go slowly. You had a question, which is, our Gemara says, better say nothing if it's Eino Nishma. Yet, you have to give him a hachacha 100 times till the point is about to hit you. Haven't you reached the Eino Nishma point before that? That's how you all in the kash of the Ritva. What's the answer? Hasan b'yachid. Yachid, you have to tell him no matter what. Even if he doesn't listen. But l'rabim, lo. So rabim, you don't tell them if they are not going to listen. Okay? So now he says, Kakashim Shabbos Tafnun Hey. Lochachinu Mar Hani B'Rei Reish Kalusa. So let me ask you a question. Is that a Yoch or is that a Rabbin? Has to be, just to figure out, has to be called a Rabbin. So you see, the word Rabbin doesn't mean a million people. Right? B'nei Reish Kalusa, a community of these protectionaires there. They were the family of the exilarch, right? The leader. It's called a Rabbin. I'm just trying to read the words. Answers in the book of Yosef. Hasamu shalohichem klal ela sheyamakir behem shalo yishmu. In that case, he didn't give him musar at all. He knew that they wouldn't listen. So even if they know you wouldn't listen, you're supposed to say nothing. But Rabbim, well, you're supposed to tell them at least once. It sounds like. Why? So he says as follows. Shem de ula yishmu o mishem shelo yila pischen peh hayel chayav lochiach lefachos pamachas. At least once, yes.
That's exactly the opposite of the Mishnah, of the Sugya that said it's better if they're shogeg than if they're mizif, because we're saying we don't want to give them pichon peh, we don't want to give them an excuse.
Notice that the Nemuk Yosef did not quote the Gemara that I just quoted you, of Mutav Shushogin, Vayim Mizid. He didn't quote it. It doesn't mean he doesn't know the Gemara exists. Right. But to answer your question, literally, he didn't quote that Gemara. Now, you would say, okay, so there's such a sheet in the book of Yosef. This is quoted the Halacha Lamais in Shulchan Aruch. And I think, you know what I'm going to do? If I'm going to ask you, you put me up, I put the Mishnah Berurah on the right. How many people have a Mishnah Berurah here? Only one, besides me. Let's put it on the screen, if we can. We first have to resuscitate this. This machine was downed here. We gotta bring it back to life. I don't know who did this. Not me. A bunch of tumbles here. I hope I didn't break it.
No.
I'll press the on button. That's all I know how to do. I guess if you can get me the page, right? I'm sure we get on the page, right?
Towards the top.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be easier? So people can see?
Maybe, yeah. Like, we could.
Okay, if you can get that, I think that'd be very nice able to see the... Uh-oh, they disconnected something?
Oh, no. It's fine.
Find the way it is?
Yeah.
This Nemuk Yosef is quoted La Halacha by the Ramah. No less an authority than Ramah. Quotes this as you think it's a... You know, sheep in the middle of nowhere, we pass this way, don't pass this way. The Ramah decides to quote this Halacha L'maisa. Unbelievable. And therefore we have to understand what he said, and whether we, in fact we pass this way Halacha L'maisa, and what the other ramifications of this distinction seem to be. It's very, very important. You have to make a chart in your mind, or even on your notebooks, to figure out all these, so many variables. That's chazed of the variables, okay? He focuses on Yochid versus Rabbin. Right? What else do you have to focus on? Whether they're going to listen or not going to listen. What else have to focus on? Are they shogeg or are they mazed? Right? Those are right away off the top of my head three criteria that we have to talk about. It's tough reish ches. I'm sorry. Tough reish. I'm going to sit down. I'm in your way. You give me tough reish ches. The beginning. That's it. Perfect. Perfect. Good. So, he tells you have to have Tosefes Yom Kippur, very, very nice. And then in Siv Beis, it says, quoted from the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed, Noshim she'ochos v'shosos asher chashecha, v'ein einen yodos she'mitzul hosim v'chol ala kodesh, ein mamchim b'yodon, k'dei shelo tovo lasus b'zodon. So he's mechabes quoting the famous Gemara. Mutav she'yushogin, v'ayam ezidin. Says the Ramah, v'adin b'chol dvar iser, Armina Mutav Shushogim Lo Yom Yizidin. Okay, so it's a general principle, not limited to Yom Kippur, right? Pasha. Says the Ramah, V'davka She'eino Mefurish B'Torah Afal Pishu Daraisa Aval Mefurish B'Torah Mochin B'Yodah. Why? On a simple level, why? Rabbi also explained to me why. It's Mefurish B'Torah. How can they be Shogin? Everyone knows Chamishchum She'Torah, at least in those days, right? Because before it's Torah, it's impossible to have Shogeg. So it's impossible to have shogeg. So then Melchim Yonah. So Rabbi will say, it seems to me that so far, this first part of this whole, this is a significant part of the sif, seems to be all saying the same thing. What is that? Mutav shishogim al yamizidim. It's beforeish b'torah, there's certainly mizidim already. Once the mizidim already, there's Melchim Yonah. No distinction so far has been drawn, not between whether they're going to accept it or not accept it, not between Yochan, not between Rashi. So far, nothing. You with me so far? Everyone with me so far? So far, so good. Now we start. The Im Yodea. Which one? One second. We'll get to the next page. Just tell me.
No. Where it says next somewhere.
Next. Yeah. Who can find the word higher. Next? Higher.
No, look in the, look in, left, you click on the, go all the way to the one.
I'm sorry, I didn't say next.
No.
I know how to look for the word next. I just don't see the word next. Ah, next. Thank you. The Miodea. She'ein dvarav nishmoin. Lo, right? If you know that they're not going to listen to you, look what he quotes, believe it or not. Lo yoma barabim lo chichen rak pa machas. Avalo yarba betochochos miachas yodea shlishmu elof. Avalo biyochid chayav lo chicha shekenosh kalen. Who says so? Run. That doesn't mean run. It means they use the run in the bed. Miguel says, "Solf perek habol yevimto." So what we're learning in the middle of nowhere in Yevamos is quoted la halacha la maisa by the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Habol say, see, this is im lo achshav emasay. We're not going to learn it now. When are we going to learn it? Right here, it's our daf. Yes, sir.
It seems to be quoting both sugyas, but the one with we'd rather than be shogeg than mizir, and then he also quotes. In Rabim, say it once.
I understand. Once, so the first part is, we'll say Psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't say any of this. The Mechaber said, quoted Mutu Shushong of Ayam Mezidin. When the Ramah, in his first piece, talks about Mefurish Bekra, that's just an amplification of the same principle. And yes, he says that the Mezidin, you have to tell them anyway, because there's no downside. Right. He doesn't tell you in that Ramah how many times you have to say it, and no distinction between Yochanan and Rabbi. Now, this whole second part, everything is on our, remember, there are only two words before we have in front of us, and they are V'im Yodea. Can you remember those two words? V'im Yodea. Let's read these two lines again. Yodea she'in dvar nishmoyen, lo yoma b'rab lo chichan rak pamachas, ha'v lo yabe b'tochoros, me'achas she'odea she'lo yishmu elav, ha'v b'yochit chayav l'chochicho ha'ch yakeno she'akeno. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where he's a shogeg or where he's a mezid. Remember, first piece, the first half of the sif was smutim shi shogin vayim mezid. So if he's shogeg, you don't give tochach. If he's mezid, you give tochach. Sounds like he's saying, even if he's mezid, will you give tochach? But if you know for a fact he's not going to listen, then how much do you give? The rabbin, once. And be yachid till he hits you. Right? Well, curse. I guess cursing comes first in most people. Okay. Good. Close both, but I presume, I don't know, some may hit you before they curse you. I don't know. Whichever comes first, then you stop. Is it clear so far, Abosai? The Sofer was saying, Mutav shu shogam ayam azidin is an overarching rule. You want to know why the B'nai Yuchas didn't quote over here? He's not discussing that. We're discussing, presumably, Mezidin. Mezidin, what are the rules, Rabosai? The rules are the rules. What are the rules? If he's not going to listen to you, don't give tochacha. That's our Gemara. Tova she'eno nishma, just say nothing. Okay? Say nothing. However, the Nemuka Yosef says that if it's a davar nishma, you keep saying it over and over and over and over again. How after they klala? By that time, it's already. We assume the question was no longer a davar hanishma. So, what the Megosef answer depends if it's yochid or if it's rabbin. Yochid, you keep on going even if it's not nishma, and rabbin, you stop if it's no longer nishma. Okay, and if it's nishma and if it's low nishma, what do you do in rabbin? Assuming that it's amazed. You tell him at least once. Why? Maybe they'll listen anyway. Or at least they'll have no pischan peh. You told him once. presumably we're all talking here about mezid. That's all for the moment. That's how the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Mutar Shishov is a cardinal principle. We're not discussing that here in our sugyas. We're only discussing the second half of the Ramos, which is in fact quoted in its entirety, quoted from this Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Any questions so far? Just going through the cheshbonos. Good? Everyone with me? Now we turn our attention to the Mishnah Berurah. Because here things start to really open up. Excuse me. Why is it not going on the previous page? Oh, finally. Okay. A little slow today. Yontif. The Yontif. President's Day. Okay. Okay, let's not take slow in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein mamchen biyodon v'davka. Now we're talking here about a case of what? We're still talking about shogeg case. Throws in the Mishnah Berurah. We thought until now, if it's shogeg, then forget about it. Then you never say anything, right? All the rules over here are talking about mezid. But if it's shogeg, you never say anything. You're going to make it worse. That's what we would have said. Not so simple. V'davka. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Biodeya bevadai shelo yikablu mivenu, aval besafek shem yikablu tzorach limchos afilu b'midi derabon." What's he saying? It's talking about a case of shogeg. Notwithstanding the fact that it's shogeg, you still are required to tell them. You're taking a chance, man. Until now, it's shogeg. You may make it worse, make it mazed. All right, but it's a chance to listen. Okay, a chance to listen. So therefore, we're going to hear what's going on. We're going to tell them, even though we may make it worse, because you may make it better, maybe they'll listen. So says the Mishnah. You can't say this without a source. Who said so? You have to have a source. Now, remember, the Ramos said, V'adin b'choldover iser. Amina and Mutav Shushog of Loyim Mezid. It's not limited to Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah about that. For who adin bechol dvar iser? Ratzalomar. Gamkein. Kishaboro lo shaloy kalu imenu kanal. But if, Rabosai, you're not sure, you should tell them anyway. I mean, same thing as Tosefos Yom Kippur. U bechol zeh ein chiluk bein rabim liyochit. All these cases, until now, there's no distinction whatsoever between Rabim and Yochid. Now, what's the reason for the first part of the din of the Shulchan Aruch? Armina mutav shishogim, Ratzaloma, gamkein, biboralois, for this for the third time, shim yomal hem lo yikal dobi medo kanal. Okay? V'kol d'adavka sh'ach shavim shogigin. Avok sh'yodim sh'u'osur v'ovim v'mezit, Sarach lo chicham, avkshe bor lo shri kablu. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'nei de mishe ne mochiach eno nena shavur chatom, kemen she bor lo shri kablu, with the Gemara on Shabbos, Samachay, if you're sure, Torah says if you're sure, there's no punishment. Mikol makom, mitzvah leho chicham. It's a mitzvah to give rebuke, even though if you don't give it, you're not going to be punished, as we saw in the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey. Enem Afurish B'Torah, explains the Mishnah Berurah. What's a Loma? The Oz on the Yecholim Litol Shishogin Amutim Ebezeh. Ma Shal Yishmu Lonum, Ma Shenemar Lehem, Shenom Lehem, Shu Asu Nachas the Kilu Adover. V'chein Amin Amutim Shogin, V'ayu the Bezinim. If we know they're not going to listen. Ava B'Dovim Afurish B'Torah, V'hein Mok, Heim Oven Azeh, B'vada Enem Shogigin, V'lo Shayach Be'en Loma Amutim Shishogin. Who therefore machinen bo v'yan shinen lo ad the parsha? You gotta give him musa because you cannot make it any worse. It's certainly mezidin. Mochin biyodon, dachem like a sakana, sakana, ain't tzorach limchos, etc., etc. And then starts v'im yodeya. The next part we're gonna see on the next page. But before we get to that, we have to see what the Sha'ar Tzion has to say. Where did Mishnah Berurah get it from? Where did he get it from? He must have gotten it somewhere. So we saw the first Siv Kadin was Gimel. Mogan Avram B'Shem HaRosh. Born from the Rosh. Didn't make it up. The Rosh. Rabosai. The Rosh is found in Masechta Beitza. Can you get me a Rosh without getting me off? I can still be able to get back to this? Okay. If you don't mind. The Rosh is in Masechta Beitza. Perek Dalet Simon. Whoa, I can still get back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take it over. You have an expert. The Rosh is in Beitza, Perek, Dalid, Simon, Bays. You can get me either Turos, Adaf, or Barilat, I don't care. Whichever you get me is.
Really working, Barilat.
Barilat, good. Fine. I'd like you to see it in the text itself because. Very valid, Simon base. That's it. That's all it is. Okay, very good. Now, if I want to get back, how you show me how I'm going to get back? Oh, just press one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from Barilan to Mishnah. Very good. We'll see if we can do it later, if I still remember. Let's first see the rush together. Okay? Says over here, Mutav Shu Shogim. The particular context over here is people are dancing and clapping on Shabbos. We don't say anything. Again, Mutar Shogim Mezidin. Says the Rosh, Hani Mili B'Mili D'Yadinan B'Vadai Lo Mekabli Minon. Exactly what the Rosh quoted verbatim. Avo B'Mili D'Yadinan Mechayvinan Bey, excuse me, Mechayvinan Limchos B'Yodam. Right, we should protest in any event. You know what's going on? It's worth taking a chance. Maybe they'll stop doing the avera completely. How we may lose out, make it from shogun to mezid. Too bad, gotta take a chance. V'hani mili b'derabonan. Avol b'doraisa lo, the Gemara suggests. Must no, v'lohi. Lo shtem b'doraisa, lo shtem b'derabonan. Lo amina lehu v'lo midi. Why? Mutter shoshogun mezidin. Again, if you know for sure, you're not gonna listen. Because tois is yin yom kippur is b'doraisa. V'chazina lehu d'kachli v'shaz ha-shechashecha. Lamina below me. Fine. Kosa baloitur. Daka bemili de osa in the drusha. Some say, you know, Yamakipur, people don't know about it. Ava midi de xiva baraisa behedja. Machinin bu van shinu lu ad the parashi. Why? Because it's certainly mezidin. Everyone knows chumish, it's in those days. So whatever, the Mishnah Berurah said the truth. Whatever he said is in the rush, it's in the rush. It's all here, Abo say. It's all here. It's also important to see in the original source. Everyone with me so far? Notice, the Rosh has no distinctions between Yochid and Rabbim. No, that's never doesn't come into the Rosh's radar. Nothing. So again, that's Chazar again. The source, the main rule here is Mutar Shogam Mezidin, but he limits it to a case where you know for a fact that he's not going to listen. Now that sounds very much along the lines of Al Gemara, although it's not quoted in the Rosh. What's that? If you know for sure he's not going to listen. It's a mitzvah shalom adavash and nishma befrat. Can it make it worse from shogun to mezid? But if you don't know, it's a mitzvah of tochocha. If you have to say it, even though according to the Rosh, you're taking a chance of making it worse, to go from a shogun to a mezid. Everyone with me so far? Yes, sir.
What's added from the din of mutav shishogun? Basically, is not our gemara the only point that matters whether he'll listen or not?
Our gemara talks about davar hanishma, davar sheno nishma. Okay, now we already saw in the Mishnah Berurah that this applies in a situation in which you know for a fact that they're not going to listen, right? And they're shogegin. You got the posh of pshat that our Gemara is very limited. Mitzvah shalom adav hashem nishma, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, is a case in which you know for a fact they're not going to listen. And they're presently shogging him. But if they may listen, that's the first point in the rush. If they may listen, let's read it again. They may listen. Le'adinan b'chayvinan l'uchas b'yadam. Even though it's a shogging, you got to tell them anyway. Maybe they'll listen. That's rule number one. And you got to say it. Rule number two, if it's mefurish, so there are mezidin, then you have to be moche in all situations. Right? But he said, in shogeg, you have to be mocher abosai if they may listen. And why? How's mezid any different? Mezid, you have to be mocher even if they're not going to listen. I mean, that's the pashup shot in the rush. I don't see another way to read it. Now, it's true, the Mukhe Yosef is bothered with the Gemara, which seems to say that you have to say it even if they're not going to listen. Right? So what do we do with our Gemara? So you could have said, our Gemara is Shogeg, and the other Gemara is Mezid. So you could have said. That's not what he said. He said, our Gemara is Rabim, and the other Gemara is Yochid. Now the Ramah quotes that. So we have to figure out the interface of these factors, right? The Shogeg Mezid on the one hand, they may accept, may not accept on the other hand, and there's Yochid Rabim on the third hand. There's three different, we got a big chart to figure out all these cases. Right? There are many different cases over here. When you should speak up, when you should be silent. You have to know this, Halacha L'maaseh. It's not to do with getting married, not to do with your Yibum, not to do with every day. Okay? So having read the Rush, we're not going to go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Here we go. Look at this Charatzion. We already read the Mishnah Berurah completely, but we did not read the Charatzion. Gives you sources. What is he saying over there? Let's chazer again. What does he say over here? Only vada. But Suffolk, you got to tell him, even by the Rabbonans, even though they're shogun, you may make it worse. We saw the Gemara. I read it you before. That's the whole Gemara, which was toward the toast. It's fine. Now he adds words from the Tash Bates. I looked it up. We have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. See it. Ilu hinachtu bnei adam al mash shogin b'chol yom shogin b'chol yom ayu mosif in shgagos v'tipol ha-torah ma'at ma'at chas v'sholom tashbat chelik beis v'memzai. You can't just let people go because it'll be a total disaster. A total disaster. Okay? Most cases, you don't know for sure they're not going to listen. They still know about it. Maybe they will listen. So you got to tell. Old kosev shaman tashbat. This is important. He quotes a Gemara in Cheskes Sabbatim. He had a final Gemara. This is a sixth Gemara from a Bashar Dav Samach. I'll show you more later. Aber bedover shirak mi uton shogigin mitzva limchos biyoda fi af mi avol yos mezidim. If what? What's Tashbait saying? If what, Rabosai? If it's just a small number of people are shogeg, you must protest. Afim yavol lios mezidim is a downside. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You got to tell him anyway. Now, what's Rabbi said? What case is he talking about? Help me, Chaza. Is he talking about a case where they vade won't listen, or is he talking about a case where they may listen? Pimshuto. If they may listen, we already learned that already. You have to tell them. Get a simple impression from the way the juxtaposition over here. Even if they certainly won't listen, you have to tell them anyway. Why? That others shouldn't fall into the same trap. The yalfim be kalkalta, v'lo yalfim be takanta. And therefore, that's how I'm reading it. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. Even if you know they're not going to listen, so normally you would not tell them anything. That's if the majority are already doing this wrong. If it's only a minority, you got to tell them anyway, even though they're going to go from bad to worse, from shogeg to mezid. Because otherwise, if you don't tell them anything, the majority of the community that's been until now righteous are going to become sinful. Yes, sir.
He says, but af im yavol liyot mezidim, as if like they're not for sure going to become mezidim, so it's not mashma that they were already doing it mezid. He's saying more like, and if they come to do it mezid, meaning that they weren't exactly mezid to begin with.
Okay. They weren't mezid to begin with, but now, let's say for sure they're going to be mezid. Which you said until now, you shouldn't say anything. Get an impression from the bottom, you should say something anyway. Why? It's only going to make it worse? No, there's an upside. That's the impression. That's how I read it. Is there another way to read it? I don't see another way. Maybe you want to put the Rashi Bates on the board. People can see the whole thing from the beginning to the end. It's very short. Do we have room for a triple screen?
Yeah, okay.
This is my reading. Okay, it's Shut Harachelik Beis Simen Mem Zayin. This is a shut. This is classic about it. It's really a shut. Start over the shut project. Respond to project. Tashbates. Or someone call it Rashbates, depends what they call it. Tashbates. Yeah. Chelik Bates. Some memzai. Read the whole thing. It's very short. It's very short. This is the whole thing. This is the entire tshuva. There's nothing more. Can everyone read it? Is it big enough? Ubin yamutah shishog layim mezidin. Your mom came with the very Torah law. It's a discussion in Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches, only by the Rabbonas, not by the Rais, you gotta tell them anyway. But in Beitza, should be Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, a lot of typos, there's another typo, there was a mem missing before. I don't know if you noticed the thing's missing. Asikna da'afilu b'daraisa lo machinin tosefes esayu v'ach l'mishas ha'shir ha'sheicha lo machin b'yodah v'nirin shesug is a week and we follow the sug in Beitza, not the sug in Shabbos. Good. But then there's some say we saw it in the Eter lo k'sib behedra k'sib behedra b'daraisa machinin b'hu tosefes da'afka b'milsa di'adiyad lo mekabli minon. I read it to you from Tosefes in Shabbos. Avil il lo yadi yi mekabli milo chayev limchos. Now, what's the case over here, Abosai? Stop right away. The whole topic of this is Mutav Shiv Shogin. Okay? And he's saying over here that it's Mutav Shiv Shogin, but if you don't know if they're going to accept, you have to tell them anyway. Even though you might cause a downside of Mizidim, but you can cause an upside, maybe they'll listen. And he explains, Yenachl is what's quoted before in the Shar Tzion, Yenachl ben Adam. Period. So far, so good. Period. End of. I would have put a new paragraph here. I guess the Barline can't afford the ink. Or the pause. There's a new paragraph now. Venerally. Gamke. Shezelo Nemar. What's that? Everything we said until now, these 10 lines. Let's chazi in before we go further. What do these lines say? Mutav Shushoga Valya Mezidin. Correct. Correct, but if we're not sure if they're going to hear it or not, then we don't say. If they may listen to us, we don't say Mutav Shiv Shogin. You got to tell them anyway. Maybe they'll listen. Okay, the way I read the next line, even in a situation where they're certainly not going to listen, where we normally say we should not tell them anything because they're going to make it bad. Okay, yeah, no, that's on the B'davar Shekulam Shogin. He throws it with Kula, probably Rubik Kula. Baba Basra is Avsamach. If you saw this directly quoted in Shar Tzion. Ava Badova Shemiyutan Shogigin, Mitzvah Limchos Biyodon, Af Mivolios Mezidin. This sounds like it's not quoted where he, maybe they listen. That's we know that from before. Even if they won't listen. Kedei Lahazir Achayim, Shliavol Adei Michshol, Ti Alfa Mikal Kalta Lom Yalta Mitakata, Kedisabu Shami Dimashkin Peg Beis Alokha Beis. I don't see another way to read this. So what does this mean, Rabosai? Whenever we take into account the downside of going from Shogeg to Mezid, there could be a corresponding or even more significant upside. What's the upside? A, maybe they'll listen, right? B, even if for sure they won't listen, we'll save the majority from falling in. Everyone with me? We'll say the majority from falling in. The only time he said this is he doesn't use the word Reuben, he uses the word Kulam. If they're Kulam Shogin, right? So then they all fell in already. But if only the minority fell in, we have to say it even though the minority may now become, we're sure they're going to become Mezidin. So what? There's another upside. You say the majority. I don't see another way to read this. Right. Now, another question. It's also quoted in the Shar Tzion. We'll see it again. V'hamore horos. Who's that? The rabbi. V'hamore horos. The posik, right? The rabbi. He seems to have a different thing. Im hizir es ha'om v'hem lo his huzaru. Olav nemar atoas nafshach ha'yitzalta. Where's that found? In Bava Basra Pei Testament Beis. The posik in Yechezkel. I think so. Mm. trust my memory. I have a little Basra in front of us. Tells you to look at the Gemara. I looked it up yesterday. Baba Basra, pay tes omid beis. It's an amazing Gemara. There were those who were cheating. They were cheating on the measurements and the weights and measurements. The rabbi wanted to know, should I explain to people that this kind of cheating is prohibited? Or maybe, if I tell them that, they're going to learn how to cheat. You know, hear what's going on? You hear what's happening? The innocent people, they don't know how to cheat. I'll tell them to cheat this way, it's prohibited. Oh, hey, I'll cheat. So there's a downside. That's the Gemara as over here in Baba Basra, pay testament base. The Gemara is as follows. Al kulan amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oyliyim Omar, Oyliyim lo Omar. It's woe to me if I say, woe if I don't say. Im Omar, Shelma yilmadu haramoyim. People learn how to cheat. Vim lo Omar, Shelma yomar haramoyim. Ein tamid hachamim bekiyim b'masyin. They'll cheat more. Says the Gemara, what's the bottom line? Say it. Quotes a pasuk in Hosea, ki yisharim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchu bam, uposhim yikosh lubam. Pasuk we say twice a year in the Haftorah, one of them being Shabbat Shuv itself, one to say the Bereshis. So that's what it says in the Gemara, peites amid beis. Okay, now. So where does it say this pasuk? Who's a baki b'tanach? V'atoas nafshara hitzalta. I know I wrote it down, but I've already forgotten that where. Give me a second, I'll see if I can find it. I wrote it down. Atos nafshro itzalto. My bekiyas in Tanakh is really bad. It's supposed to know Tanakh. Yecheskel Perek Gimel is where this is found. Looked it up. And I looked it up. With the fancy Tashbeit, quote where it's from. Baruch Hashem. They have it downstairs, the fancy edition. They tell you where the Pesukim are. Baruch Hashem for that. I don't know what. I should know. How many know Yecheskel here? Not so many. Okay, so we should. But you learn Tanakh, you guys. Okay, whatever, maybe. All right, fine. Adkan, this is the famous. This he quotes the Gemara. I just quoted you. Oyim vayim Omar, vayim lo Omar. Okay, and the Gemara says Sikna the Omar ki shom dach Hashem tzadikim yelchu bam v'chulin. Adkan the Tashbei. So it basically was quoted almost entirely in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back to Mishnah Berurah. Okay, he quoted it right here. Atos nafshei tzal. Didn't quote the last part. So it seems to me, I have the following question. We keep going in ascending order. How else do you read this Rashbetz? The first rule is, if they may listen, you got to say, even though they may not listen to the Kamashogat Tumezit. The second rule is, Reb Osai, if the majority are good and the minority are bad, you got to tell the minority, even though you're making it for sure from Shogat Tumezitim, to protect the majority from falling in. This is all by plain people. The rabbi, he has even a greater obligation. That's what it sounds like. Was it wrong? It sounds to me, again, from the simple reading of the Tashbeis, as you see over here, as it's quoted very significantly here in the Shaar HaTzion, you get an impression from the Rashbeis that there's even a higher level of obligation with respect to the Mora Horos. No. Maybe. I don't know for sure. Maybe. Maybe he has to be Moche. Even if the majority are doing B'shogeg, maybe even in that case, the Rebbe, the Rav, has a responsibility to be Moche. Everyone else is not allowed to be Moche. Maybe the rabbi has an obligation because he's a communal individual to protect the religion from sliding downhill. I don't know. I'm just giving you that, those two. I'm just not really sure. I'm not sure. I'll tell you Beferish, I'm not sure. Rabosa, any further questions before we go further? So this is Halacha L'maaseh every single day. Now, having read these Shaar HaTzion, Rabosa, well, now I want to show you something as follows. We have the Bir Halacha, I ask you to see. Quotes the Iter, quoted by the Rosh. We saw this, before Shpator. Okay, fine. He asked the following question of the Bir Halacha. What does it say? Before Shpator, we assume that they're mezidin, so then you got to say something. What about it says over here, Rabosai in Shabbos Nun Hey, Overal Dover Mefurish B'Torah. Whole discussion over there. filhochi mashe b'gemara, dim haya boru shlo yishmu, lo hayu ne'noshim. Wait a minute. Rabosai, if you know for a fact that they're going to not listen to you, do you say it or don't you say it? Do you say it or don't you say it? Here it says you don't say it. In Shabbos Nunhei, it says you do say it. So my answer would have been, here it's Shogeg, there it's Mezid. Right? It's Mezid anyway. Shabbos Nunhei, can you tell him it's Shogeg or Mezid? Doesn't say what in the Gemara. What does he answer? Look what he answers. Look carefully. Look what he answers. The Zeo Rak L'Inyan Onesh, Rabosai. That a person's not punished if he doesn't speak out in a situation in which he knows for a fact they're not going to listen. Aval inyan mitzvah saseh da ochocha, mechuyav b'chol gavni, v'cheinu b'emes das ha-rebe lezim imitz, hamuva b'smak v'smak, v'tikim amon Avraham. That the only Gemara on Shabbos just means they're not going to be punished, but you have to say it anyway. What case, Rebbe Osai? Shogeg amazin. He seems to be oblivious in this piece to this distinction. The answer is, he's assuming that Dava Mefurish Bekra, Rebbe Osai, is a mazid. So the question is, why mazid? What do you say? There and here it says mazid. You say something. And there in Shabbos it's mazid, you say nothing. No! That doesn't mean you say nothing. But if you say nothing, you're not going to be punished. But you're still supposed to say something, as we said about it. That's his answer. Good. Weiter. Hasmag biatzo mashmasham tu sover. Tehecha sheboru lo shliyakabel. Eina mechuyav lo chicho. At all. Not just that you should, they're not going to be punished. You should not chastise him, rebuke him at all. If, again, what's the case? Where he is a mezid, Rabosai. He's amazed, and presumably he's not going to listen, right? So then you should say absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Where do you get it from the smog? Our Gemara. Mitzvah shalolomah davar shein nishma. I have the smog, I'll read you the smog, believe that in a few minutes. Hold on. Tosas Shabbos Nunhei. Right? Because Tosas is saying, not that you don't say anything. They don't say you're not going to be punished, which is the Urayim Street. They say you don't have to say it at all. El the Eshel Itchos, the in Yona the Reish Galusa lo have bedover mefurish betorah. For the Chaim Hoyel Borer Rabbi Simon shelo yishmulo lo haya mechayer mechuyel lo chicha. But the Gra says no. Tosis is makel berabim kedas hasmak. The Mugei Yosef says, "Barabim, if you know they're gonna, you know you have to tell them once." And the Smak, they don't tell them at all. Vida, this is very critical. Halacha lemais. The Mistabra, the Mashaposa Karamo, the Bedover Hamafurish B'Torah, Chayav Limchos, Davka Shu Ba'Akroy. A guy who's basically from a Yid makes a mistake once in a while. I will Ela Porke Ol Legamre Kegon. Mechal Shabbos Mefarhesya, O Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, Kfor Yotzon Michlal Ami Secho, Ve'eno Mochiyov Lochicho. What's the pasuk say? Hocheach Tochiach what? Es Ami Secho. It's not Ami Secho. What do you call it? Chenisa Betana Dveel Yo Rabba Perek Yud Ches. Hocheach Tochiach Es Ami Secho. Ve'ami Secho Shu Ohavcho, Shu Imcho B'Torah Mitzvahs, Atachayav Lochiach. Also, Aval Rosha Shu Sonacha, and he's not Ochicha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs, Ein Atochayav Lochiach also. Hetik Zag Rav B'Kitzu B'Deres Aliyo, Ein Shom. Wow. I know someone asked a Shabbat Rav Yoshev, Shalishia or Fuwa Shalema. Someone asked Rav Yoshev, a Shaila, that am I required to give Tochacha to a Jew in the streets of Tel Aviv, who's washing his car on Shabbos, and you're doing malachas right in front of you. Right in front of your nose. And he paskined, absolutely not. Say nothing. He's held like this. Be halacha. Aye, what if he's a tinuk shenishgo? Seems to me, doesn't matter. Bottom line, he's not a chicha, but Torah mitzvah. That's not his fault even. Bottom line, it's not a kibbutz mitzvah. So it appears from this bialach. Any questions? Yes, sir. That's what it sounds like originally, but when you get to the bottom line, which is the source, imcha b'torah v'mitzvahs. He's not b'torah mitzvahs. Even though it's not his fault. In those days, everyone knew, so it was only pokeyol. Today's world, they don't know anymore. Yes, sir.
What about someone that keeps some things but not everything? How do you know where to draw a line?
You have to do it. That's what he says over here. If he keeps some things, then presumably you have to give him musa. He says, amisecha b'torah v'mitzvahs. Presumably. Again, you have to know each case individually. Rabbi says, so far, so good. So far, so good. Okay. Now, could we get the smag? Smag. I have the smag in front of me. As he's quoting the smag, I want to read you the smag inside. I'm going to read you from my print, and we'll put it on the screen. Yes, sir.
There are things that are like people. I feel like nowadays, people, there's a sort of climate that it's a lot of negative feeling. Is there any
smart
to say that outdoes the
smag?
You see people do all these all the time, which we should be doing.
Should be busy all day giving tochacha.
Yeah, I don't know. Man.
Well, maybe you should ask the hakah, klala, the zifa. They're already gonna.
I doubt that would happen.
Smag. You don't have smag?
Every time someone doesn't
know. No smag. Don't say.
I think in the newer edition, yes, but I guess this is still 14.
14. Up to 19. No. What are they up to now? Not 19. I think I saw somewhere a sign. It's like 19. Why is Shiva so backward? Oh, maybe it's a budgetary crisis. Can't afford to go from 14 to ridiculous. Mitzvah say it out. Oh, but it's not going to be it's pages. Oh, maybe it's my edition. Is it?
No.
No. Yeah, it's my edition.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
But it's volume essay, not losses. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's page Vav and Zayin. Yeah, go back to page Vav, see what happens.
But it's not the right pages because they include the introduction as that.
Oh.
Find out the differential between that.
Yeah, you're right. You're at the right page. Go previous. Let's read the smack together. Thank you so much. This is beautiful print. I thought only I had this print. This is mamash gewaldig. Let's read together. Hocheach tochiches amisecha. Right? Somebody asked about the Talmud and the Rebbe. Did somebody ask that question about the Talmud and the Rebbe? Somebody said about Reish Galusa. Look what he says. No. I feel the Talmud the Rav. Feel the Meir Pamin. Feel the Lo Kibel. Tells him the Rav Metzia. It's an Erechin. Pirush Rav Lazar Mimitz. Hochocha Talmud the Rav and Mekablo. Ulechaver Kshena Mekablo Shkulimem. Yavo Shneim. This is the Urim. I have the Urim in front of me too. I'm not sure if you get it on the screen too, but I have the Urim. Okay. So he says over here, you have to be careful how you give it. B'tivim B'nachas. Lashon Rako. Chayolam Abo. You have to be so careful. Say B'nichuso. Okay. Am I at the end of the page? I'm not sure if I am yet. Well, I'll tell you in a minute if I am. I'm missing just a few lines. But it doesn't matter. It's only a line. Then he quotes the Rambam, the next page. Rambam.
Next.
The Rambam says, in Hilchos Deis, which is on the Maamar Komus, Kosav Karav. Right? Rabbi said, today, Hakol. We don't know exactly why. Now, because Misha B'yodol Limchos Ben, He gets punished for their sin. It says in Yecheskel, "Vato kilo is harto hu bavona yomus." That's the Gemara in Shabbos. I think it's quoted. It quotes the Gemara in Shavuos. Very important Gemara. V'koshlu ish biyechov biyochiv. What does that mean? Bavonochiv. Michlal shekol Yisrael arevim zevazet. Another Gemara. Woman communion be sheesh be on a limchos. One shuas lamates. So many Gemaras. Then Shabbos afternoon hey. Who I did be suffic in be on a limchos. Shemishas achurim and makodesh baruchu. ומקדושי תחלה ביונו שקימו כל התורה באלף הטוף, אבל פי שם הקדוש ברוך הוא גם ידעו לפוני, שמה יום מוכיח לא יום מקבלים, אומר מי נסדין, לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם לפניך גולי, לפני אמי גולי, זה זה קלור, if you're not sure, you have to tell him. What if you know, what is sure they're not going to listen? For sure they're not going to listen. Look what it says, very important. ואם ברור לו למוכיח שלא יקבלו ממנו, ועוברים שוגגין. Okay, what's the most important rule of all? טוב ולשתוק. כדגר סינן על זה בפרק המאבי, כדגר יאים בביצה, נפיל ביסור דרייס, אנחנו לישראל, ששוג עליי מזידן. אבל אם עוברים מזידן, וברור לו שלא יקבלו, oh, we just spoke about it in the Mishnah Berurah, right? The Mizidin, and you know they're not going to listen. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? What do you got to do? Got to tell them. What do you got to do? Afal ki kain shepotu me'onesh misa, k'nebucha b'mesech al-Shabbos, bosa she'evesi l'mala, mikol makom ma'asad me'esed o'chiech o'chiech lo miftari. Who did the Mishnah Berurah quote this from? The Arayim, which is quoted in the Smak. Remember that he said the Arayim is in the midst. If he's going on this whole thing. Afopi Shemosif Al Onsho. I now he's making it worse for him. Why? Because he's making it from a mazid who was not warned to a mazid who was warned. Right? So what's worse? If you're warned, it's much worse. Doesn't matter. Halitei LeRosh HaNiyamos. Whee! V'lechein Tziva HaTalmud HaShtika B'Shogegin Dafka. Rabosai. Our Gemara, according to this, shtikel, it's only shogun. Mazid, you always tell him. You always tell him. Even if you know for sure they're not going to listen. This is the array. Okay, with me so far? Now comes the punchline. Va'ani omer, and I say, Rav Moshe Mikutzi, the Baal HaSmag, no. She'ein zu, this is such a tricky paragraph. If you can figure this paragraph out, you get a prize. She'ein zu, what zu? What zu? I'll tell you what zu means. Mutav shushog alayim mazidin. What's mutav mean? Better. It's an eitzah. It's a piece of advice. Eitzah tov. What do you mean? Ki af shemezidin tzorech lishtok. Even if they're mazid, if you know they're not going to listen, you have to be quiet against the arayim, against the Mishnah Berurah. Why? What does he quote? So, come on, says the Smag. You mean to tell me that our Gemara in Yevamos is limited to a shogeg? It never said so. It never said our Gemara is limited to a shogeg. And the Smag applies to a mazid too. A mazid also don't say anything if they're not going to listen to you. Either Gemara said it by shogeg. No, by shogeg, over and above the fact that it's a mitzvah shalom adav shen nishma, there's an additional consideration, what's called an eitzah, an additional consideration, eitzah tova, don't say anything to make it worse. But if it's a mazid, even though you're going to make it only marginally worse, you're making it from a mazid without a hasra to a mazid with a hasra, so therefore, there's also you'd be quiet. But a shogeg, it's even more important to be quiet. It's an additional reason. It's a Tov. Who says it's Pshat? The famous Mefarsh of the side called him Rabbi Isaac Stein. He says he has problems with these words. Vani Omer She'ein Ein Zukiyim Eitz HaTova. Koloma Lema'alo Arminan Mida Amar HaTalmud Hashtika Dafka B'Shogegin Shema Menad Me'zidin Tzorech Lo'chiyach. That's what you would have said, right? Al Zeh Omer the Smag. No! T'mizein Raya. To be shogin, eight a tova komash blon the hainu, mutav shu shogin, vayu mezidin. Umishamachi, Amar Talmud, dvar of shogin. There's even an additional reason to be quiet. But, hu adin, be mezidin, chobo lishtok, kudama be peraka baal yavimto, period. It's a little unusual. There's a chobo to be quiet, be mezidin as well. When it comes to shogin, there's an additional reason to be quiet. All talking about a case, we know he's not going to listen. It's a mitzvah shalolomar, dover she'eno nishma. This is a very, very important yisod. With me so far? So far, gewaltig. Good? Yes, sir.
How does he say
that
it's an
Eitzatova
to give
Toch Chayim to the person? No! Eitzatova not to give Toch Chayim. Mutav Shushogin is an Eitzatova. The Lashon Mutav. Not only is it, should he be quiet in general, even by Mezit, because he's not going to listen to you, but when it comes to a Shogin, it's even more of a reason. And it's a Tova in addition, over and above that.
He brought the first answer, he said, I don't like it.
That's a smart. The Urayim holds not that way.
Right, okay.
No, I'm not blaming the Urayim. The Urayim will have to limit our Gemara to against the Shogin. Because Mezit's got to say it anyway. Right? That's a little bit unusual to limit to against the Shogin. Now, Rabbi Ossi, our final source for today, which on the Mara Makomas, was the Rambam. If you can get me a Rambam with Tzuras Adaf, or else a Rambam with Hagos Maimonides. I'm not sure which one, which is easy for you to get. But the Hagos Maimonides is on the Maram HaKomis. It's in Hichos Deis per Gvav Alo Chazayim. Tzuras Adaf is easier? Okay. Our last Maram HaKom on the list. Although we didn't quite fully finish the Mishnah Berurah either. Gvav. Deis per Gvav Alo Chazayim. Doesn't have a Gvav Maimony?
No.
Forget about it. Tzuras Adaf. Okay.
Mishnah Torah.
You beat me. Okay. Next page. There it is. Thank you. Harova chaveru shachota o shalach paderach lo tova mitzvah lachzir lemeitav lo diot shulchote alatzmo v'mas avrom shem ocher tochiras amisech hamocheras chaver ben vrom shem ben ole ben o ben vrom shem ben ole ben mokom so tochicho ben ole ben atzmo v'dav lo ben nachas v'loshen rakav yodiyo shein olom elo tovaso v'lchalam abo Killing a man of mutter, from love, your hand upon shanes with slishes, the chain tumid, chayam of nochicho, achia keu a cote romain the shaman. Whoa. If Hoshev Shabayodo, and he's going to get punished. Adkan, the Raman Prab. Says that goes my mini. Must we make this a little bit bigger? Okay, that a little bit bigger. I made it a little bit bigger. Can you read it on the back? Yes? No, you want it bigger? Can you read it or not?
A little bit.
A little bigger? Okay. I'm going to go off the page. You have to help me.
It's 20%. Oh, there we go.
Oh, we're still hanging in. Believe it or not. Is that better now?
Yeah.
Okay. A gimel. I asked to see gimel. And hey. It says, I feel him suffic biyado in mikablu devarav sorach lochicho. To the mashal, we saw this already. On the mevale lo shlo yikablu, as near the potter, k'damin and hasam, amamin and sadin, if they're kodesh baruch, if they're nech a goli, if they're mi goli, mashal shim goli lehem lo yun and nashim. Mashal, but it's not tosefta, it should be tosis. I don't see any tosefta. Tosis per cheska sabat, and samach amid beis. V'chein kosef is safe for mitzvah smag, because of the tov lo lishtog, tanach lam the Yisrael, shushogin v'chulein. Now, the Ra'am, this is Rabbi Lezim Mimitz, Kosa, the Me'onesh Potter, Avimersed, Ochiach, Tochiach, Lo Ifter. Okay? You have to say it anyway. Avra Moshe Mikusi, we just saw this, a smag, Kosa, Behida Bo Yavimto, Kashem Shechayev Lomadova Nishma, Kachayev Shalomadova Shanishma, Al Tochiach Eitzonia. So the smag is arguing on the Urayim. In the classical case of Mazid. The Urayim says you must tell him anyway. You're just not going to get punished because he's not going to listen to you anyway. But the smart to say nothing. This is Gimel. So far, so good. So Nara Bosai, there was a major problem in the Urayim itself. What is the correct Girsa? And I got, where do I know all this? The footnote on the Ritva, he quotes everything. I put in the, on the, I don't know if you saw this, I put in brackets on the Maram HaKaris. The Ritva, he calls it. So I have the Urayim over here. The Urayim has two different ways of counting the mitzvahs. You can get me this Urim on Hebrew books. So the Tawafas Urim. This is the edition I would like to see. Well, actually, any Urim. But it's Mitzvah Reish Chav Gimel in this edition. We already saw what the Urim said, quoted by the Smag. He quoted, you know, not quite verbatim, but he accurately. If you're right. It's Gelig Aleph, yeah. That's what I have. Tawafas Urim. So it's page 196. Page 196. No. What? That's way off. Let's start from the beginning. Since obviously he was told you. Call it a different page numbering system, so.
It's really.
I'm on page Sadi Chesan Adays.
Keep
going. I think it's the wrong volume. Wrong volume? Yeah. Yisurim Shiralis Rabbi Vilabrius. This says Aleph. Rashi, right? Abrius, exactly. Yeah. So Resh, right here. I'm in Resh Chav Gimel, just a few pages back.
Resh Chav Gimel.
If you're Resh, I'm a few pages back. That's it. Should be there. Sadi Chesed Beis. Right here, one page before. Good. Okay, so he has exactly the same thing we saw before. Buddhashu Shogin, Tosef Shem Kippurim, etc., word for word. On the bottom here in the Tawafas Ra'im, he quotes a different text. That's a text which I saw in the footnote of the Ritva, which is an absolute contradiction. Look over here. Ulefale al Sefer Yoreim Hanitpas, which is printed, some other printing, Shemavuasham Lehepech. This all the source says. V'imboru la'mochiach shelo yekablu mimenu tov lo lishtok hanach sheyiyu chotim. And even if they know about it, should still be quiet. Why? Shehu mechotim b'lo asra mishayizu p'neim v'yechtu b'asra v'yonshu b'yoser k'naminu b'beitz ayu mezidin alma ein laharbos onshin mishogeg l'mezid kach ein laharbos onshin mishayinu mustra l'mustra. Ad kan shono. V'chidush al Hashem chodesh lo hirgish b'divrei ha'yireim shesosel ma'ashikosel rishonim al shem ha'ra'om u'mizeh ani ro'ani shaksav yad masim ma'ashikosel rishonim shem rabbeinu v'uboru. So this ksav yad which he printed over here is correct, and the original print which he asked the question from the foot on the Ritva is simply an incorrect manuscript. Otherwise the Yireim is completely the reverse, the other way. Not only is it better to be shogun than mezid, but it's better to be mezid b'li astro or mezid without astro. Whereas the real Urim says, no, once he's a mezid, you got to tell him no matter what. And even if you're going to be, won't be punished if you don't tell him, you still have a chiv to tell him. That's fascinating. What I'm surprised that Ritva's footnote didn't realize what he's calling is basically a typo. He's according to the Tawafas Urim over here. Rabosa will stop here, and then tomorrow we'll continue some of these. Has anyone finished the Ma'amakomas yet? Who's finished the Ma'amakomas? Maybe tomorrow we'll have some...